We're joined this morning by Pamela Knudsen from the Bluebell Cat Foundation, which is on the canyon and been in Laguna for 40 years plus and is having a fundraiser this weekend. Good morning, Pamela.
Good morning, Tyler.
So for those who aren't familiar, and we've been talking about how many aren't for whatever reason, what is the history of Bluebell Cat Foundation?
The Bluebell Foundation for Cats has been around. It started in the 60s. A woman named Bertha started taking care of stray cats in her home, and then eventually she formed a nonprofit organization, and then upon her passing, Susan Hamill took it over, who's been the director of Bluebell since the 80s, probably about 89. And Bluebell's unique because it's truly a cat sanctuary. It is a place where people can place their cats who can no longer care for them. It's permanent housing. Most of our cats are there for 10-plus years. We've got a couple who are actually turned 20 this year, and they're
wow.
in very good shape. And it's alternative housing for people who, like I said, can no longer care for their cats. Perhaps they bequeath their kitties in their will or trust if they, you know, anticipate passing. A lot of our cats come from people who have passed on, who have been very ill, who have to go to assisted care, or for whatever reason, a major lifestyle change, they just can no longer care for their beloved kitty. So they have peace of mind knowing that it's going to be taken care of for the rest of their life in
right.
Bluebell.
And the place that they are taken care of in is fantastic, right? I mean, you have
one of the original cottages in Laguna Beach. It's got historical significance. It's got the little white picket fence. It's up on the hill in the canyon, just past Big Bend. It's by the Jeep mm-hmm. place and by Jehovah's Witness. People probably drive by and get a glimpse of it and wonder, what is that?
Yeah.
What is the Bluebell Foundation? And now you all know.
So all the cats live there without, I mean, humans obviously help take care of them, but
yes.
no humans live in the house?
No.
So cats live there. They have a house to themselves.
They have free reign. That's cage free.
Like a cat's dream.
We try to emulate where they had been with their, you know, owners who love them so much.
Sure.
It's a house. So they've got sofas to sleep on. They've got all kinds of cat trees. It reminds me of, like, when I first saw it, I thought it was reminding me of summer camp. We've got bunk beds. We've got cat trees everywhere. They have an outdoor patio that they can go on. It's enclosed, like
right.
the wiring, but it's large. We have a beautiful pond and fountain. It's in the canyon, so they can see all kinds of critters.
Right.
Birds, squirrels, you know. They love it. They're in a wonderful environment.
I mean, I think that's such a unique, fantastic nonprofit that, like you said, not a lot of people are aware of. So people can help support in a couple ways. If they think that at any point they will need somebody to take care of their cat, then how do they get in touch with you to sponsor their cat being with you guys?
Well, we've got a website. It's bluebellcats.org, so that would be the best way. Just go on there. There's all kinds of information about Bluebell, including phone number. So just call, and you know, we've got wonderful caretakers, volunteers. It's pretty much run by volunteers, but we've got a very small staff of caretakers and the director and the assistant director.
Right.
So we're all happy to help.
Sure.
You know.
Can you be kind of a fail-safe for people if they, I mean, even if they're not physically ill, they could still call you and say, if anything ever happens to me, I want you guys to be responsible for my cat.
Absolutely. Of course, it's got to be in writing at some point.
Yeah.
And the cats do come with sponsorship. We've got to offset cost to care for them. So the sponsorship for each cat is at this point $6,500.
Which could be a lifetime of care.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It sounds like a lot of money, but when it amortizes out over, say, 10 years, it's like 50 bucks a month.
Right.
So, yeah.
Okay, so this weekend, people can also help the cause, maybe if they don't even have a cat or they just
yes.
support what you guys are doing.
Yeah.
Tell us about your fundraiser on Sunday.
The fundraiser, it's our very first big fundraiser. It's called the Cat's Meow Champagne Brunch, and it's being held at the beautiful Tivoli 2, which is in the canyon over there by the Sawdust Festival, and it's $50 per person, and all the proceeds go to the Bluebell Foundation. And if you want to bring your child, they get in for $15, anybody under 12. A champagne brunch. It'll be, of course, wonderful food, champagne. We're having a silent auction. We've gotten some wonderful, wonderful items from local merchants and artists. So we've got anything from gift certificates to boutiques to pieces of art
Great.
That we're going to be auctioning off. And it'll just be a really good time for a wonderful cause, of course.
Where's the food from if we're brunching?
Tivoli 2.
Okay.
Yes.
Great.
And their food's great.
Yeah, that really is. So again, this Sunday, what time can people go?
11 o'clock it starts. It's between 11 and 2 o'clock
and
Sunday.
Tickets at the door online or?
Online. We're still selling tickets online. It's basically you just reserve a seat. We will probably be selling a few at the door as well. But if you can get them in advance, that's the best way to go. Then we get a head count and that you secured your seat, you know you're in.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's great because personally, I'm a dog lover. I'm not necessarily a cat person. Today's actually my dog's second birthday. Happy birthday, Jasper.
Aww.
But what you're doing is so unique and cool. And I mean, I'm just thinking about from my perspective, if my pet were ever left without me or anybody, then I would want a place for him to go. I mean, naturally. And you never think about post-mortem things as
right.
you know, morose as it is sometimes.
Right.
And it's just great to plan ahead for this sort of thing. And you guys are there for that. I love it.
Thank you, Tyler. I appreciate that. And I was thinking the same thing. I mean, whether you're a cat lover, a dog lover, I personally just love animals.
Yeah.
They do so much for us, you know, unconditional love, companionship, the whole thing. I'm partial to cats. I love dogs as well. But I just, this is helping cats and it's also helping people
right.
who love their animals and have that thought. What do I do with my beautiful kitty cat if, you know, God forbid something happened?
Yeah.
There is an alternative place for them to go that they'll be cared for.
Great.
So,
well, Pamela Knudsen from the Bluebell Foundation for Cats. Again, the website is bluebellfoundation.org.
Well, actually, we have a new website address,
okay.
and it's bluebellcats.org.
You need to update your brochure that's
yes.
in front of me.
Yes.
Bluebellcats.org.
Yeah.
and the fundraiser again this Sunday, 11 to 2 at Tivoli 2. And one more time, where can people grab tickets?
Online.
Okay.
Bluebellcats.org.
Same place. All right.
Yes.
Thank you
yes.
so much, Pamela. We're looking forward to your fundraiser this weekend.
Thank you.
And keep us updated, okay? We'll help help get the word out however
Thank
we can.
Thank you so much.
Cool.
Appreciate it.
We are KX93.5. This was a band that we had in the studio a couple weeks ago. They're called Reputant. In fact, they are the same band that sings for Lenny Kravitz's daughter, if you can make that connection. Deep Set Eyes is the song.